Howdy and welcome to another edition of Yeah Baby Tunes. I'm Mitch Michaels. Have I got a deal for you today? Ladies and gentlemen, today on Tunes, two for the price of one. Cost you nothing. Just sign here and here and... Sorry, my days as a car salesman flashing back for a moment there. Today, the same song written and recorded by one British artist and then recorded and released by a fellow Brit at almost the same time. Competition? Nah. More like admiration, respect, and paying homage, even at this early stage of both of their careers. The song is Country Comforts. The artists, of course, are Elton John and Rod Stewart. So here's your two for one. I give you both versions of Country Comforts in the order they were released in 1970. Rod and Elton on Tunes.
Pines will be falling everywhere. Village children always fighting for the share. And the 609 goes roaring down the creek as Parson Lee prepares his service for next week. Yesterday down at the store, now she's really looking fine for 84. And she asked me if sometime I'd fix the barn. Poor old girl, she needs a man down on the farm. And it's good old country comforts in my bones, just the sweetest sound my ears have ever known. Just an old-fashioned feeling in my bones. Country comforts and the road that's going home.
Shut
going on.
That's Rod's version. Now here's Elton's Country Comforts on Yeah Baby Tunes.
Soon the pines will be falling everywhere. Village children fight each other for a share. And the 609 goes roaring past the creek. Deacon Lee prepares a sermon for next week. I saw Grandma yesterday down at the store. Well, she's really going fine for 84. Well, she asked me if sometime I'd fix her barn. Poor old girl, she needs a hand to run the farm.
Country.
Wilds in there, and Rod just before, both with their versions of Bernie and Elton's Country Comforts, right here on Yeah Baby Tunes. Now, Rod's second solo album, Gasoline Alley, was released in June of 1970. Tumbleweed didn't get released until October of that year, so Rod's did get released first. His version, much more subdued than Elton's, and certainly much less produced as well. I met Rod that summer at the Goose Lake Music Festival in Michigan while he was still singing with the Faces, and I'd see him again the following fall, as every picture tells a story, rocketed him to superstardom. It's a good story about that meeting, too, but we'll save that one for another tunes. Elton was on his own course to superstar status, and I remember doing an interview with Three Dog Night that summer as well, and I asked the Three Dogs, Corey, Danny, and Chuck, who they'd heard lately that we should be watching and listening for. And I swear to you, in unison and almost in three-part harmony, they said, this English fellow, Elton John. Funny part was we received a commercial buy at the station, WNCR in Cleveland, short time later for the self-titled Elton John album, and we used that little snippet of the Three Dog Night interview as a testimonial. I guess those guys were Three Dog right on that one. Well, that's tunes for now. Can't promise you a two-for-one bargain every time, but we'll sure try to have some fun and listen to some great tunes. Let us know what you think right here at the website or on Facebook, and follow us on Twitter. Thanks for listening. I'm Mitch Michaels for Yeah Baby Tunes.